If you haven't tried Abercrombie denim yet, you're missing out. Denim should fit like this. It's all about proportions. Abercrombie has their classic fits and athletic fits for guys who want a little more room in the thigh. When you find your staple fit, it'll be the pair you reach for day after day for every plan. Shop Abercrombie Denim in the app, online, and in store.
Amazon brings the UEFA Champions League.
Unbelievable!
With Tuesday's unmissable match.
Enchantingly wonderful!
World-class players.
Salah!
What a strike!
Incredible drama.
And Haaland!
History in the making.
Rice with take two!
The UEFA Champions League. It's on Prime.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
The last room of interest seems to be the one with that floating egg.
Damn it.
You open the door, the room is empty.
Now the plan is for you to sneak up.
And just look around.
We'll be right outside the door.
And I vanish.
Gik is going to vanish as well.
You ready?
Yes. You step into the room. That beam of light comes out again.
Oh, fuck.
Roll for initiative.
Okay.
You are effectively hidden to it.
Oh, God.
It's like just a tendril goes out.
This wasn't part of the plan. I don't know what to do.
Buggles this thing. Wheels its way over to you.
Move diagonally, coming away from it.
Circumvent.
Banking
Marco
around
Polo.
To get up this into this like broken containment chamber thing.
You look in there. There's like a being or something floating in there in stasis.
Buggles, you see a brick just start to float.
Oh no.
And then I'm just going to whip it into the glass.
It starts to crack. The ice shatters. Viscous jelly bursts out onto the ground, but there is something in the jelly. Naked as the day they were born is Theomachus Barnes.
Oh, what?
The adventure continues. Now.
Past few months, I have noticed a lot of comments on this particular show that there hasn't been enough body hair.
So I fixed it. We brought back Ben Taylor.
We remedied the body hair situation.
He's back.
What if I came in and I was just like sleek like a seal?
Shirtless.
Oh my God.
Shirtless and shorn.
Shaved head, no beard.
Oh my God.
What would you say?
I think you should try it.
Yeah. Austin Butler in Dune. Just yes. No eyebrows.
No eyebrows.
Yes. He is committed to his roles.
Matthew?
Stretch goal.
I brought Matthew back so fast.
Head to toe, live.
This is at least the second time we've mentioned shaving Matthew live.
I say that's a conservative estimate.
It's called manifesting.
How much would you commit to the bit? It's a good bit, I think.
I think the only bit part of it that gives me pause is the eyebrows, because those sometimes don't grow back, right?
I think they grow back a little different.
Grow back bushier.
Really? What's wrong with bushier, bro?
I think that's true.
Bushier, yes.
I'm plenty bushy.
I'm trying to picture you now, smooth as a seal.
Thicker.
He just said he's plenty bushy. I want to make sure that was
plenty bushy.
Yeah, on the record.
That's a great title.
Eyebrows.
Plenty bushy.
I regret.
Hi, everyone.
This is very exciting, of course, to have you back. Now, I walked in today and I saw you sitting there and I went, huh. And then I realized that there is some interesting little tension going on behind the scenes here. And Kate, I'd like you to air your dirty laundry.
It's just like I walk in and this guy is just plopping where he was before. No questions asked.
So he arrived first.
He arrived and he's setting up shop.
And just pushed your shit out of the way.
My new seat.
Yeah. And her stuff was all there. Her stuff was all there.
My stuff is there.
Wow.
And he's just like taking out all 17 of the books that he's read, placing them in front of his laptop.
The rule books.
He's never read
them. Rule books for the game that you're replaying. Yeah. We're playing
his
right
dumb
now.
Books. I don't know, listen, he's putting them all over the
place. I like being next to my wife again.
Yes.
I'd like.
This is a bad choice for you guys.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, we're having a lot of fun.
Great.
The lighting is better in this seat. The lighting's better here. And then also, Joe's always talking, so I get more screen time.
More screen time. In this seat.
Okay, hold on. I'll address the grievances in a minute.
Joe's always yapping.
He's always like, blah, blah,
I'll
blah,
respond
rules.
To your grievances in a minute. But what I discovered is that Matt Brody, our cinematographer, and Francis and CJ have tiered who talks the most in the show.
Oh, really?
Yes, they have an order.
They did?
I don't want to know because I think I'm up
Am
there.
Am I last?
I don't want to know because I'm afraid.
Oh, I know.
Tell me.
I know the top three.
What is it?
We're the top three, Joe.
I have to be number one.
You are number one.
Okay, that makes sense.
I would say Sydney's number two.
No, I think Troy's number two.
Well, we accepted Troy.
No, Troy's number one.
He's hosting the show.
He's the host.
Yeah.
But I would say me, Sydney, Matthew.
Yes, we were the top three.
And then Skid, then
Kate.
I don't know who's last between us.
They did not rank the top three.
And I mean, you're close to number one.
Really?
Close to you?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
Tight two.
I have to change my ways.
Yeah. So you have to talk more.
No.
Matthew, I am surprised to hear that you are number three, that you talk so much on the show when you're so busy looking at websites that don't pertain to the show. As we also learned since you've been gone.
Oh, now here are last up.
Oh.
You know what we missed, though? We kept joking about it. We were like, off Matthew here, he would be Googling that. He would be Googling that immediately.
I do a lot of Googling.
Nobody fact-checked anything.
We didn't fact-check any
weeks.
All of our bants, not fact-checked.
No, we just said stuff. We were like, we'll never know.
It was so freeing.
You're coming in today, and are you thinking like, I'm just going to take my seat back. I'm going to ask
Kate. Oh, he didn't think that.
Or you just walked in and said, man.
That's what he did. He went, I'm a man. And he sat in his seat. I had to go get a chair. My chair was gone. There was garbage here. I had to go find my microphone and plug it in.
That was the trash seat.
That was the trash seat.
I still have the trash. I still have the trash next to me.
We put all the trash
in
there.
It became the trash
seat. That's Kate, a big pile of trash.
That's what I am in the command position.
I call the defendant to the stand. Sir, Matthew, was it? Did you even know?
Saw you like 3 weeks ago.
I've never seen you before in my life. Did you even know that that had become Kate's seat? In my defendant's defense, I would argue that he didn't even watch the show.
I don't know whose lawyer you are.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to be the judge.
Who are you representing?
She's my free lawyer.
Please let him answer the question you just asked him.
Your Honor.
Is this the plaintiff?
Can I answer this question?
No. Oh, my God. And then you say, is this the plaintiff? Wow. What a spectacular lawyer you'd make.
I rest my case.
It's closed.
Did you even know that Kate sat there? I don't think you watched a single episode after you left.
I was, as I recall from Troy's text, magically discorporated.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm a method actor. I didn't want to know what I didn't know.
Did you think we just left that seat empty and just filmed
hand,
it weird?
Hand back and forth.
I don't know what you did.
But when you came in, you saw feminine wiles sitting about your table.
There were no feminine
tampons
wiles.
Tampons and whatnot.
My purple dice tray was right there. My dice tray was right there and it's purple.
I don't recall.
You didn't notice.
Sorry, Your Honor, I don't recall.
I have no recollection of that event.
You gave me my squishy thing back. You knew that that was my seat.
No, I did not actually, because I was later told that my stuff had been shoved unceremoniously onto a shelf in the other room. And on there was my windscreen.
Yeah. So there was some premeditation. The fact that you changed the windscreen, I think that says it all.
No, I didn't change the windscreen until after Kate was here.
Ah, okay.
He waited for me to get here. For plausible deniability.
Just because I didn't know.
So, Kate, you're not so much angry to be in that seat. You're just angry at the way it was unceremoniously handled.
I will always be angry. Yeah. There's no way to make me
it's
not mad.
It's not the kind of thing I'm can ever forget or forgive.
Yeah. Like, I'm happy in a lot of ways, but I'll always be mad. But I do like being, again, this is the command position of the table.
Yeah. Right.
I know you think you are, but like,
this is it.
I am.
That's the original. That's my original seat.
My friends here.
Yeah. The other thing Kate said to me, which feels like the greater grievance, is that we were discussing, for reasons I don't remember, tennis scores before we went live, before we started recording. And we were, maybe not making a lot of jokes about the word deuce.
Yeah, deuce did come up.
Several times. And I said something about take a second deuce or deuce number two, for maybe.
Yeah.
And then Kate just accused me of being a liar.
Wow.
She said, I'm tired of your lies. I'm
feeling aggressive today. Okay, I come in and my life was upended.
Upended.
Yeah.
I had no chair, no mic stand, no home. A man is here.
Are you the hairy man? Are you the defendant's lawyer?
I'm in the gallery. I'm just like, I'm just seeing this. And like, I can't keep quiet. I'm witnessing injustice like this. I can't help myself. Sorry for the outburst,
Somebody's
Your Honor.
Do something.
Someone has to do something.
Someone,
for God's sake.
Someone do something. Please.
I'm so happy Matthew's back.
Would you like me to leave? Is that what you want?
I'm so happy you're back. You really tainted the episode.
He's taking out the headphones.
I think what it comes down to, I think she just wished you asked.
Yeah.
Wow.
Considered her for 2 fucking seconds.
Always putting them back in.
I'll wait.
He's gonna
We're all
defend
waiting
himself.
For your response.
Taking those off and putting them on is a real chore.
Silence is deafening.
I'm back. In my defense.
Still defending yourself.
You exploited my character without asking. And none of you texted.
You disintegrated him. He didn't even poop himself.
You exploited our friendship by taking another job.
He didn't even poop himself.
I say it on every other show with all of you, except for Troy. No, I'm with you too.
Friendship's back on.
Kate makes a good point.
CJ was the one who texted me the good news that I had not shat myself.
Yeah, you didn't even shit yourself. You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, you were awarded the highest honor possible on this show. Like instant shitless destruction.
Yeah, I know. It's like, that's never happened before in the history of the network.
Exit not pursued by shit. You were fine. And you're fine. And you're back. You're welcome.
Yeah. But is there anything you'd like to say to Kate now that you realize that you've hurt her by being a little uncharacteristically rude?
First you leave us.
Yeah. Well, now we're getting to the root. It's not even about the chair. It's about leaving without saying goodbye. And then just waltzing
swinging
your dick like a policeman's baton.
He's been here the whole time.
Knocking her dice tray off. And then sitting your bushy self down in her chair.
That is true. You didn't say goodbye.
I saw all of you the entire time.
Well, that's no excuse. The fact that you continued to hang out and work with us the entire time, that's no excuse.
It made it worse.
It just made it worse.
Seeing you on tour was heartbreaking.
What are we supposed to think when we see your name in the credits of that show?
Yeah.
Why didn't you take my name out of the credits?
It's just
going to
be heartbreak all over again, thinking about the total lack of a goodbye.
Constantly reminded.
You left my name in the credits?
Yes, yeah, too hard to edit that stuff.
I'm touched.
It just would have been a bad edit.
You were still in the intro video, announcing your name from the bush, waving at us.
We didn't redact you.
I am kind of bushy in the show, aren't I?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's why we put you in the bushes.
Yeah. He's as bushy as the White House in 1990.
That was a bushy White House.
Almost as bushy as a guy. It's tied for first.
Kate, I'm sorry. I should have asked if I had been relocated in both around the table and in your hearts and minds.
I forgive you.
And you should have said goodbye.
I think if I could find it within myself to forgive him, all of you should too.
You know what? Skid's right. That made sense. I forgive you.
Yeah, Skid is such a hater, so
if he can forgive
it makes sense. You're right.
I keep petty grudge. I still hate the mascot for the Denver Nuggets.
It's true.
And it's been 30 years.
I do live I do have a low simmering fear of saying something that will set off a lifelong grudge in Skid.
Right. And hey, man, I'm willing to let it all go right now. I forgive you 100%.
Thanks, kid.
Well, I guess he speaks for all of us.
I'm not forgiving that fucking cougar, but I do forgive you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
I forgive you, Matthew.
Oh, thanks.
Kate was sitting here while he was gone.
We had a whole thing. We wore the same outfit one day.
We did.
We wore the
self uniform one day. That was great.
Unbelievable.
Welcome back, pussy.
We'll be right back.
Right. Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
I need posters, socials, and a presentation by Friday. Oh, I'm swamped.
Try Adobe Express. It's fast, with thousands of high-quality templates, stock images, and fonts. You can even print and deliver straight to your door.
Really?
Plus, the AI features help turn your text prompts into images, captions, and templates easily.
Perfect.
Adobe Express, the quick and easy create anything app. Free.
The Monopoly game at McDonald's is back, and with a 1 in 4 chance to win instantly on pack, you could get your hands on a £2,000 Jet 2 holiday, a Big Mac, Merlin annual passes for 4, and even more epic prizes. Go on, it's your go. 18 plus, UK, ends 21st of October. Selected menu items, subject to availability. App may be required. See mcdrules.co.uk.
Folks, we're back! I want to thank, as always, our sponsors, Foundry Virtual Tabletop. Let me tell you, you're in for a treat very soon. And Norse Foundry. They, you never know whose side they're going to be on because it's random.
Yeah. For all your random number generating needs.
Yeah. All of them.
I feel like my dice number. Have been sitting here in the studio the entire time I've
they
gone.
They have?
Yes. they were unceremoniously thrown away by Kate, but I found them.
Oh.
But it feels, I feel like Sweeney Todd being reunited with his razors.
Oh, boy.
Oh, right yeah. on.
Yeah. We missed these references.
They're back.
Sure back did. 12 minutes.
Yeah. 12 minutes.
12 minutes.
I'm surprised I held out that long.
What was the pool?
What was the over-under?
Should have made a bet.
Hammered the over at 14.
Michael Servers is pretty hairless.
Yes, he is.
This is the penultimate episode of Gatewalkers.
Wow.
Bold statement.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Next week is the Gatewalkers finale. There it is. We announced it.
Wow.
Next week is the last ep of Gatewalkers.
Why would you do that?
No matter what?
You're going to air like a 7.5 hour episode?
We're going to be here.
We got to end big, right? I thought about, do we stretch it out into multiple weeks?
But people
weeks?
Have to watch it until like 3 a.m.
That's okay.
So?
That's okay. That's good. We don't forget, we're on the East Coast. A lot of people watch in other countries, other time zones. They're usually coming late to the show from work. Now they can catch it a few hours in.
They can catch the they second catch. 4 hours.
It's finale.
Yeah, because the show improves in quality after 5 straight hours.
Well, I'll tell you, here's what I don't want. I don't want Gatewalkers to end, the ending to be as long as Giant Slayer. Giant Slayer came with a different set of circumstances and longevity. This campaign, we're ready to wrap it up with
this
a nice little bow.
Campaign, yeah.
Doesn't mean it's not going to be a longer ep, but I'm not looking for the marathon, the typical marathon. I'm just, I think we're all ready to finish this story, and
yeah.
I think it can be done in 2 eps.
Do you think you'll all live?
Yeah.
Well, that's a big question. Well,
I think I'll live.
You know?
I don't know about you guys.
I don't know. I've had pretty shitty luck. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Luck. Random luck. Because I've literally rolled on the death throws is how my character has died every
natural
time.
Natural one.
Yeah. Natural 2.
Yep. And not just failures. Natural. Oh, wait. It was a natural 2?
One of them was a 2. Like it was a 1 or a 2 that would kill you, I think.
It was always a 1.
I think it was always a 1.
Me too.
Wow.
It was always a 1.
Yeah. The only deaths have been natural ones. On
yeah.
That's some unlucky stuff, man.
But we'll see. I mean, that could happen again. It could be like surviving the fight, but dying like Asta did, like after.
Of old age.
Yep.
Years later.
Or that.
Yeah.
It's been a while since someone's bit it. You've lost several non-important characters since the beginning of this adventure. But now we have someone that we still don't have art for. Now it just seems silly.
Or a name.
Yeah, it just seems silly to make art at this
point. Right. We're at the end here. Right. For the archives.
And honestly, like having paid what we paid to get Asta and then have her only last for a few eps, It was just foolish. We had to wait. We took a wait and see approach to the artwork on this character.
There's a picture of us out there where I just like drew blonde hair on her. And I'm like, look, it's good. It's new.
She has blonde hair.
She's got blonde curly hair. Yeah.
However, we did pay for
it. You don't even know.
I had no clue. I pictured her completely different.
We did pay for naked Barnes art. Let's show it.
No, we did? I was so excited.
They got so excited.
Where is it? Tattooed hat.
Such a genuine reaction.
They were both like, yes!
Send email me it.
That would just be so funny. It's like, we don't buy Sydney's character who's been around for 40 eps, but we do a second Barnes.
And he's all wet from the vat.
It's like dripping. Honestly.
It's covered in protoplasm.
So just so I can mark this on my character sheet, I am nude.
You are completely nude. And so I'm going to want to know everything. Is he a girth man or a length guy?
We can use Norse Foundry. This is another thing Norse Foundry can be used for. We to determine facts like
that. Yeah,
pre-show, we did talk about this.
We did.
You seem to imply that he's all girth.
No, I am.
When?
No, there were two things that were established as canon. One, that girth is an asset in Barnes' repertoire.
Right.
And two,
known throughout Galarian.
There has been apparently no grooming done since he was stranded
grooming.
I intimated that it's very unlikely he was keeping up with his grooming in the wilds of Castrovel. I think that he sort of became a wild man.
And I pointed out
there.
That if he's still impressive with no grooming, then that's quite impressive.
When in Castrovel, keep it wild down there.
We did stop in a town. We did live in that town.
So did you go to the pubic barber in Leopardstadt?
also
a little off the top, my good man.
I also point out that I have sharp implements on my person.
Yeah.
But no, when one commits to the Jeremiah Johnson lifestyle.
So we can't see anything. It's like HBO. It's like kind of bushy and it's like you're naked, but it's like can't really see.
I imagine you come out and it's kind of like... Is it Schwarzenegger and the Terminator?
Dicks.
You're like
dicks.
Do they show dicks?
Yeah.
They mix a little KY jelly into my makeup.
Yeah, you're covered in this goo as you're laying there in like a fetal position. But, you know, if you get into it,
start. I'm also prone.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to be fighting while covering yourself up. Everybody's going to see everything. Yeah.
Well, that brings up an important question.
Dick wagon.
Yeah. Flapping on the breeze like a windsock.
Just,
for my character,
just slinging viscous ooze.
Right. And you were asleep, so there's a chance.
Well, for my character to be relevant at all in any combat, because it sounds like we're mid-combat, I need to be holding both my implement and my esoterica. So can I use my...
How does that work? Let's get into the mechanics of Pathfinder.
Please.
Do you have to name what your implement and or esoterica is? Or you
implement?
Just say, sounds this like is you already my... have your hand on your implement.
I have a... I have my second implement is a weapon.
Ah, okay.
Well. And my esoterica can be any number of bits and bobs.
Okay.
Are you talking about your balls?
Sydney. I'm just asking.
Sydney.
By the rules of Pathfinder, I am currently wielding my implement, my esoterica.
Come on.
Show me the art. Show me the art.
Show me the art. Show me the art.
I was so embarrassed. You have no armor on.
Sounds like I don't have anything on.
Yeah, also, you've leveled up like 4-5 levels.
Yeah.
Do you even know how to play your character?
We'll see.
So you have all these books?
Just like beefier.
I've been studying.
Well, we're glad to have you back.
Thanks.
And that's why we're only doing 2 more episodes, so that you can take another hiatus.
Okay.
2 weeks of Matthew is more than enough. there's a lot's gone on. But you don't know.
I don't know.
You've been trapped in goo.
That's a revelation to me. I'm
trapped
gooey.
In goo. The last time they saw you, you were below Riddleson's mansion in the basement that he had converted into this mad scientist's laboratory of torture and mind control and dream control. And you met this figure that your allies now know to be Ogmund Zorius, a piece in some small way of Soyo the Blackfrost Whale themselves, a piece that they just saw again in a room on the other side of this temple, a piece that had masqueraded as Dr. Riddleson. They walked in and it was Dr. Riddleson. You're like, what? Are you the real Riddleson? Scooby-Doo sort of situation there. And then and he wanted to have you go downstairs and confront Soyo, save the Salmon car and all this stuff. But something wasn't right about this guy. And he finally said, you used to be so
much easier to control, something along those lines, and then morphed back into Ogmanzorius. You defeat this animate dream, and all that's left is this bubbling puddle. You study the puddle, and you somehow know that this little black ooze is, the best way you can explain it, a representation of Asoyo's doubt. Asoyo's sort of small little bit of doubt that his, her, their plan to escape may not work. And so you bottle it up. Who took that? It was kind of
the Ramius did.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you guys were talking about using the rhyme jar, dumping out the rhyme jar. And, yeah. Oh, no! All right, so you've got this sort of bubbling ooze of what's left of Ogmanzorius, but you then place your hand on the wall of that chamber and you look down and you can kind of see, almost like a, I think I said, a security camera. You can see into this chamber deep below the earth, you think, where there is ice, a city, a being floating above it, and a pile of matted fur that you assume is Einamoron. Einamoron, the Salmankar that you, in your fugue state, captured and dragged here. If Asoyo can do whatever he's trying to do to Einamoron to eliminate the last Salmankar, you have every reason to believe his prison will break open, and that could mean the end of the world. But you don't know how to get down there. You found this shaft sort of right when you came into the building to the north that looks like an elevator. You saw scrapings along the ice walls, but you don't know how to activate it. And so you feel like you've searched every area of this place except one area that you pulled away from when you were fighting this massive blob, looked like a floating egg with tendrils. You fought it and you were like, let's get out of here. You shut the door. It is the only room left that hasn't been fully explored. Perhaps the secret to activating this elevator is in here. But as you go back in, some of you turn invisible. Some of you are like, you're buffing, you're getting yourselves ready for an obvious fight. You sneak in there and you see in the back wall where this thing came out is like a mote of light before it turned into whatever it is, there's something beyond this translucent wall. So during the fight, while you're trying to survive and attack this thing, you begin blasting this wall to try and see if you can open it up. Maybe that will stop this creature. Maybe there's something back there that can help us win the day, learn how to use this elevator. You crack it open. Buggles has this like animated assault going on that's hurting the creature and the wall. It splits open and Barnes comes out.
Yeah. Wet fart noises.
Yeah. And that's where we ended the episode. Yeah. As the episode picks up today, Barnes shits. Oh. 3 months worth of shit.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
And just like quivering. As a quarter of a year's worth of dung just explodes out onto the floor. Covers everything. Oh. And it just goes on and on.
Like round after round.
Uncomfortably. Like you're pulling scarves out of your mouth. Like a magician.
So he was eating in there?
He was real backed up.
Wow.
So that's how the episode begins.
Wow, did you write that and send that to Troy?
Yeah,
that was beautiful, Matthew.
So yeah. Lovely to be back.
Yes, a Matthew Capitacasa joint. You're here, but you're like, I imagine like, we'll get to what's been going on, if you even know, at some point. But you're still in this battle. Buggles, you have two actions left in round four. This creature has done significant damage to you. You, in fact, have 3d8 persistent, which is about to tick at the end of your two actions. But others of you have been hurt. Even Gick and Ramius, who are invisible, this creature has sense. So I'm rolling, I think I was rolling flat checks to determine where you are. It's DC 5. If I see it, I can attack you. So this is a hairy situation. You know, you tell me what you want to do. Buggles.
Buggles. So I already, I sustained the animated assault, and Am I stupefied? Am I stupefied right now? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
You have persistent damage on you, but you're not... I don't think you're...
Yeah,
you
rested, and then I don't think you released the Kulakan yet.
Yeah, I don't think I've... Okay.
Yep.
So, I am just going to do... I'm going to do an ignition.
Okay.
I'm going to try to hit the creature with an ignition attack. And I'm at... Okay, I'm at range. Okay. So, here we go.
Ignish.
Natural one.
Oh, wow.
Wow, wow.
Way to go, Matthew.
Oh, my God. The second he comes back in, first roll.
Man, explosive diarrhea in his eye. He would have got that off.
I'm sorry, Skid, for the explosive diarrhea.
I already forgave you. That, the forgiveness that you can... That's rolling over.
It's rolling over to the explosive. Wow.
You're lucky.
Can I get a fumble just in honor of Matthew from Italy?
From Italy? I would love to see if there's somebody in Italy.
There is no one in Italy. Well, let's see the closest location to Italy.
Search Gabagool.
That there is a magical fumble submitted. It's probably going to be like Virginia.
I thought it was going to... I honestly looked over Joe's shoulder and thought it said New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Right? It did not. But we got Finnegan from Vienna, Austria.
Oh!
That's pretty close.
That's so cool.
The people's Italy.
Yes, that's right. The poor man's Italy.
All right, Finnegan.
Okay, Vienna's Finnegan lovely, from Vienna. By the way. I was in Salzburg many years ago.
Where are you?
Yes, what's it? Austria. Love
Austria.
It. Yeah.
Supposed to be lovely at Christmas time.
Okay, where am I? Is the title of this magical fumble. Your mistake teleports you to a close location.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Roll a D8 and a D10.
Oh,
so the D8
no.
determines the direction.
Oh, that's fun.
The D8 determines the distance.
You could teleport into your sustain.
D8 direction, D10 distance.
Yeah, John, I could.
Right?
Oh boy. All right, D8 3.
Is that west?
So that it depends on how you want to start it. So north, northwest, west.
Northeast. Yeah, be
east.
Oh,
east.
So into the wall.
Yeah. And so right into the wall.
Oh, great.
And so I guess the distance doesn't matter, so you don't have to roll it. If this would make you appear in an occupied space, you appear in the nearest unoccupied space, but you must make a fortitude save against your own spell DC.
Mm. It's like
own spell DC.
The force with which you push yourself into the wall.
It's going to like make you dizzy, basically, I think.
Okay.
That is a fail.
Oh.
A fail, you are sickened one.
Oh, no.
Sickened one is this, this quick teleportation into, back out of the wall makes you dizzy and a
little
nauseous.
This makes sense.
You're woozy from the time tunnel.
Yeah.
I think he's woozy from seeing you fall out of
Thank you, Finnegan. Yeah. That was a good fumble.
I think there's like a smell now in the room after you came out of the thing. So I think everyone's kind of probably a little sick.
Yeah, it's like, it's a smell of diarrhea.
Drops down to his knees.
Fuggles is so sick, he slams his head into the wall.
Let's please explore the verisimilitude of my character's 3 months.
I don't
diarrhea.
Think you were, because you.
Who knows what he was eating?
Yeah, I guess
it doesn't make any sense.
It could have been feeding you.
What's the like?
It's like Han Solo gaining 10 pounds somehow when he was frozen in carbonite. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, were they starving him though? I think they were feeding him.
What's the the poop that comes out of a baby when they're right after they're born?
Meconium.
Meconium, yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's that.
Oh no!
But that poop I thought doesn't smell, or does that one?
It's
smell?
It's like tar.
Meconium.
Yeah, it's it tar. Doesn't smell.
It wouldn't spread the way I'm picturing it.
What?
But still very gross.
I'm sorry.
You don't know about meconium? It's real. It's a real pain to wipe.
Yeah.
All right. So you take 16 points of damage. Let's see if you can remove this persistent.
Okay. Nope.
Okay. So he remains 16. That's 3d8.
Oof. That's bad.
Oof. Speaking of bad, Gick Muck.
Because she's like cool, bad. Like
Michael Jackson.
Trying to stay standing in the corner as the floor has gotten weirdly slippery.
Okay. I think she looks over. She looks over at this body, this slick body that has come out of the tube that she's been trying to explode with Buggles.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't believe it's real. Like, she sees Barnes, but they just had that thing with Riddleson. Like, everything has been lies.
Barnes is dead.
Normally she would she would run over. She would like help Barnes, but I think she's a little bit freaked out and she kind of presses, and she's invisible. She presses up against the wall. I'd like to stay invisible, but I really think I should do some damage to the egg. Thoughts? Should I stay invisible and not do damage?
Could
Correct.
You?
You should stay invisible and not
do damage.
You're not a damage dealer.
But also,
like, buff us, right? Or not me, but buff them.
Isn't Barnes in the assault right now?
Oh, is he in the assault?
He's in the assault radius, yeah.
So there's that too.
Okay.
Slippery.
Then I think.
It's covered in goo.
I think. You know what? I changed my mind then.
Okay. I didn't know you made your mind.
I did, quietly.
Okay.
To myself.
Okay.
Gink is going to, upon seeing Barnes, she, first reaction, best reaction, she doesn't have time to think. She just sees him and immediately will go over to him and pull him backward out of the assault, seeing that he's in danger. So I would like to, first action, move, second action, grab, third, pull away.
Give me a strength check.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
With your strength bonus.
You know you're a gnome, right?
Me? A strength for
and
me?
And you know he is a man.
All man.
It's obvious to all at the moment.
With my strength bonus? You sure sound like acrobatics?
Yeah.
It's slippery.
Are you going to cartwheel him over to the corner?
Spin him on your finger. Look at that.
Using the established circumstances of the physical world, she could slide me along.
It is slippery.
It is slippery. Do I get a bonus?
A bone?
Yeah, give yourself a plus poo. I mean, plus two.
10.
Oh. Just bury my face in it.
All right, so you walk over there and you just try to pull him and you're slipping on the floor, and that's your second action. He doesn't make any progress.
Okay, third action. I'm just going to try to pull him again.
Okay.
Do I roll again?
Yeah, give yourself a plus two.
Okay. I'm going to change dice. I'm going to use my pretty, these beautiful iridescent.
That'll work.
Norse Foundry dice. Oh. Six.
Six?
Six?
You fall on top of him.
Oh, right in top of all the poop.
Oh, my God. That's like so bad.
The poo and the goo.
But here's the good news. Now you're in the animated assault.
Yeah. Am I?
I don't
can't
know.
Tell what it is.
It's he and not you.
I don't think I am.
I'm not sure where it goes, but there's a very good chance you're in there.
I just didn't purposefully walk into it, so I'd like to be where that wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
So maybe to the north instead.
Sure, yeah, I would pull it to the side.
I think that. What's the radius on your assault
It's just 10 feet, right?
It's a 10-foot square area.
And I think it's, correct me if I'm wrong, centered to the north of this jaw.
It's a 10-foot burst, so...
It was centered like on the window.
To not hit Zephyr, I think you put it there.
Yeah,
too.
So you'd have to center it.
There's nowhere you can be adjacent to him and not get hit by the animated assault.
Not even here?
No. You were basic. So. I mean, this. I think you were already in it, and we just kind of let it slide.
No, I think that should be.
I'm out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think she moved over, tried to pull just him toward the wall, and I can't get a good grip on him. He's got no clothes on. He's super slippery. She's like putting her arms under his, you know, armpits and just like slipping out and falls backward.
Yeah.
She's just a little gnome lady.
All right, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
With blonde curly hair.
Blonde curly hair, I think.
With blonde curly hair.
It's like William Kett.
Brother Ramius, you are invisible. You are next to this creature. I think you've been struck by a tentacle.
I was, and it hurt like a bastard. And so he's going to get out of there. He's going to move far away from the creature. Hasn't seen Barnes yet.
To the east, to the eastern wall where Buggles is.
He moves all over to the eastern wall, a little distance from Buggles, who is now visible. And then Ramius is just going to stick out his staff of healing. And he's going to use some charges from the staff. Not his healing spells.
Okay.
And I'm going to do a rank 2 heal
on Buggles.
I have a staff of a greater staff of healing.
We got a lot of stuff.
He has an entire staff.
Been gone.
Yeah, I have an entire staff.
I have
staff. Got a whole staff.
I have nothing.
Ramius, we've been shopping. We found some cool stuff on the ice.
Sounds nice. It was like three books, so I was not finding anything.
Well, you got to skip like a 2-month journey over Arctic tundra.
Yeah.
So,
but that sounded fun.
And we were hallucinating.
Yeah.
It was bad.
A lot of fun.
It was actually really fun. You get, Buggles, you get 29 hit points.
Oh, that's great.
Staff.
And he stays invisible.
And your staff was already out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Staff, he kind of like walks with the staff now.
He's walking
the staff.
All right.
That exactly got me back up to full.
Awesome. I'm just worried about this.
What's my hit point situation?
Well, here's the thing. It's top around 5. You have all your hit points. Go ahead and roll initiative. Yeah. Let's get you into this. Let's get you into this. Clan jam for
D20. Perception. Well, hold on. I'm going to say that I'm stupefied.
Why?
I just came out of a vat of goo. I want to think something's going to be a penalty to intelligence, wisdom, charisma-based checks.
Wow. Yeah, I think stupefied.
And sickened. I think I'm going to give myself sickened.
Yeah, I think we're all sickened.
I'm not debuffing myself.
You have fun.
Just going to say
you could just roleplay all of that.
Natural 18. So that's going to be a 34.
Great. Only one less than my creature who will now go.
Oh,
damn it.
Nothing has changed. I'm 10th level.
If you'd roll a 36,
I rolled an actual 18.
Yeah, I have a 35. I'm so sorry. Not really.
Nothing has changed.
Okay, let's do... Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Actually, something has changed. Wait until you see the new Zephyr. You ain't never seen Zephyr like this.
New and improved.
What'd you do?
Just wait and see.
Okay.
Just wait and see.
Okay, now...
Did you get a new hat?
Yeah, she got a new hat. She got a haircut.
She got a new hat.
All right, here's what we're going to do. I just want to make this as painful as possible for everyone. Perfect, I can. All right, so it drops this burst in the room. I need everybody to give me... a save of the fortitude variety. Basically, it's this spell called Sudden Blight, where like everything in the room starts to decay that's living, and that includes all living creatures.
Oh.
And he drops it in a space that allows to hit everyone in the burst of 20 feet.
Gross.
Oh, man.
Fortitude?
Fortitude. Fortitudinous. Of the basic... A basic fortitude.
Norfoundry!
What did you get, Joseph O'Brien?
Fucking yes!
Maybe something has changed.
Fortitude is my worst save, and I got a 35.
Whoa! Damn!
All right, success half damage, Matthew.
33.
Success half, Kate?
30.
Success.
God, I did really good.
Nice.
33.
Larry Bird's around! Success Kareem. Half. And then old Kareem. Skid?
26.
All right. One fail. It's going to be 14 points of damage to you, Buggles, 7 points of damage to everyone else. This is void damage.
Oh, dude.
Just like, your skin starts like, getting all dry and blackened as you slowly decay from this sudden blight.
Horrible blackened.
And then it's going to do a tentacle attack on Zephyr.
No.
Zephyr standing
Come
right
on,
there.
Zephy. You got this.
Yeah, let's do that. Here we go. I don't know. I'm feeling a little spicy here. 28.
Miss.
28.
Oh,
miss. Yeah, that is a 6. That
final.
Is a miss.
Yep.
So, misses with
you see
the tentacle.
What I'm talking about here? Yeah.
I wish you.
For the first time in I don't know how many episodes. Barnes, you're up.
Oh. Yes.
And it stinks.
Well, you're prone. You're not up.
And you can't see anything, and you feel small hands like pulling at you.
Yep.
Sounds terrifying.
But you can't see.
I can't see.
There's a weird egg in front of you.
I thought you were blind.
Who are you? Someone who loves you.
So I just start making out with the tentacle.
No, with Gick.
Oh, with Gick. That would be a way to wake up. Start making out with whoever's there.
Giving you mouth.
I had the craziest dream.
It wasn't.
Dr. Wilson. I told you so. Okay, I think Barnes is very confused. He's like blinking away the goo from his eyes, and he sees this. All he sees is this monstrous creature. He reaches. What was the ruling on my esoteric implement?
You can look around you. What do you normally use? Let me ask you that.
My mirror.
Back in the
my
day.
Kukri. And
your kukri.
My little bag of bits and bobs.
Okay, you can use a body part.
Which one?
Which one?
It's up
dealer's
to you.
Dealer's choice, buddy.
Which one are you going to use?
Dealer's choice. Whatever's closest to hand.
Can I retcon something? Can I retcon that I...
gave him a mirror?
Dropped my crossbow.
Oh.
Near Barnes. Just, it's off my body. It's like
off
there.
Your body. Okay.
I don't know if that makes it easier for him.
A couple choices for you if you want to use
I'm just looking up to make sure I can actually use a new implement or if I have to use the weapon I designate.
I Googled something without saying Pathfinder. Just Esoterica.
Esoterica.
Let's
can use a one-handed weapon as an implement.
Crossbow.
Fist. Or my fist. Or my penis.
I don't think.
Is it one-handed or two-handed?
You gotta hit something with that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good question. Is that a one-handed or two-handed weapon?
If you tell me that he is riddled with STDs and you want to make that part of your backstory, I'll say you can use your penis as an esoteric. But he has to forever be known implement. As someone who's riddled with really
1d4 burning damage.
Horrible STDs from his irresponsible behavior on several planets.
Crabs. The onset is 1d6 days.
Right. I'm not going to do that.
Uncurable.
I am instead going to grab a shard of the glass that was. Is it reflective?
Now we're playing Pathfinder.
There you go.
And I will use that action one. Grab the shard of glass.
You see your reflection in it, and you've changed.
Both on the inside, on the out?
Well, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to exploit vulnerability. So I'm going to roll my esoteric lore.
I missed this. The free checks on these monsters.
That's going to be a 41.
Ooh!
31. I got excited.
That's very, very different. It's a fail.
That's a fail.
Yeah.
I don't recall knowledge. That's a fail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So that I only get to do the personal weakness, but then I'm going to reach out with my other hand on instinct.
Sure.
And use my my deviant blasting beams.
Oh,
my deviant ability.
Oh, blasting beam. All right. Shades of
I don't think I've ever
havoc?
Done this.
Yeah. Havoc? Has Barnes used it?
I always want to, but I'm always like, I think I've used it
what
like
is
once
your
or
ability?
Twice. I can blast an energy.
You have used it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think I've hit it. So I roll the backlash first or I roll the attack first?
Attack first.
Okay. All right.
I believe you used it in Skywatch against a bowman.
That is a 30 to hit.
30 to hit is a miss.
Okay. All right. And then backlash.
Yeah, now DC 5.
2.
Oh! You've been lashed.
I've been lashed.
Oh. Been backlashed.
This doesn't happen that
maybe
often.
Only the second time or first.
Okay.
This You're is still happening. Out of it.
What is your backlash?
Energetic meltdown. This should be mild because I've never backlashed before.
Right.
You take damage equal to your level as energy scours your body. I try to shoot just a laser out of my hand instead. My whole body is racked with laser pain.
Oh, I like that. I mean, of course you're a little fucked up.
A little fucked up.
Right.
So I take 10 damage.
I can't believe you even have your bearings to know that you're in a fight.
I think I saw this monster. My own name was going,
And it was Gick. The monster was Gick.
I'm
all right, is
now.
That your turn?
I picked up the mirror. I exploited vulnerability.
And you
then I
deviant,
shot.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that turn. It's thematically correct. It is now Zephyr's turn. Zephyr with a 40 AC.
All right, so she never got into a stance last time, so she's going to take an action to get into a stumbling stance.
Yeah, she's an alcoholic now.
Loosen up a bit.
You're an alcoholic?
Yes.
Really?
Maybe. I do like
and she threw
to drink.
Her bow off of a boat into
I think
the ocean.
I was there for that.
Okay. Yeah. She can stop anytime she wants.
Yeah,
that's important. I'm in control.
Yeah.
Sure.
She just likes it. She just enjoys it.
Yeah.
Barnes covered in goo is like,
I just get really irritated if I don't have my drink at night.
Right. I'm here for you.
And I can't sleep. But
I can't sleep.
Besides that.
And
again, she likes it. So why would she stop?
And start seeing things that aren't there. And
you probably remember your last conversation with her.
Violent.
Your last conversation with her, you might remember, was you're like, I can be your sponsor and I'll be there for you whenever you need me. And then you discorporated for 3 months. So.
Yes.
She doesn't have anybody.
Anyway.
She certainly can't turn to Brother Ramius.
No.
Oh, no.
No, he's like, you want a party?
She smokes addict. Now because of him.
Right. Yeah. My God.
Really
lately.
We all smoke lately because group. Of you.
But she gets in the stumbling stance, and then she's going to do flurry of blows.
Flurry of blows.
Three feint check before I do that to see if you're off guard to either, or it's either all or nothing.
Yes.
deception. Okay.
Is it all or nothing?
Let's crack die. So that's going to be 30.
30 against my perception. Sorry, I was looking at something else. Yeah. My perception DC, that is a success.
Get out of here.
So you're off guard to both of my flurry of blows attacks.
Nice.
Quack.
So let's fucking go.
Oh, dude.
That feint is great.
Fist. Okay.
Fist.
Oh. 41.
Oh.
Critical. Oh, it's a natural 20. It's a natural 20.
You saw the 20 and started doing math.
What's going on? Staring me in the face.
It was like 20 plus.
All right, that is a critical hit, obviously.
Yeah, I tell you.
Crit.
Action Kate.
How about a crit from Italy? Crittily.
Crittily.
We're going full international now.
Melee crit?
Oh, my God. Is Andrew from Campania, Italy.
Ciao.
What's up? Burst of speed. Your attack is so effortless that you feel invigorated by the strike. Oh, normal damage. Sadly.
Boo.
But you gain an additional action this turn.
Oh, that's nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So think about how you want to use that.
And would that be without the map? I feel like when you get those bones, like if you're quickened, you're basically quickened. You get that at your full, right?
No.
Yeah.
You know, you would always take your map. So you would do maybe something other than you move again or something.
I would assume it'd be
I was
my
trying
map.
To help. But
for the first one.
Or you can aid an ally or
nothing something. Has changed.
Yeah.
First hit can't help but give. Is a crit. Double damage. Second
nope.
hit.
Second, half damage. Regular
normal damage.
Because of this crit.
Oh, I thought normal damage would be double. Yeah. Still.
Those are two different words.
Okay. So then the second one's only a 23.
23 is a miss.
And then a fortitude save, please, for stunning blows for the first one.
Okay. Does that have the incapacitation trait?
Oh, yes. Shit. It has incapacitation, not the trait, but the effect.
No.
Which always throws
no
me
effect,
off.
Yeah. I rolled very, very high.
All right. So for the one hit that I have. Or no, wait. I always do the D6 and I'm not supposed to. It's this. Oh, cool. That's great. This is great. Wait. Two. These numbers are so big.
Yeah.
Eight.
That can't be right.
No. I rolled a natural one. It's 1d8. Or no, wait. It's 2d8. No. I'm stupid.
2d8.
Plus. Kate.
That's correct. Kate.
Doing.
Okay. So I rolled max and then min. So that...
That's math.
7 plus, okay, 13 points of bludgeoning. And then because I've got flaming hand wraps on.
Yes,
you like
that's
that, Matthew?
Another change.
You like
that's
that?
Kind of cool.
Flaming hand wraps.
It's like the like a racing stripe.
1 point of fire.
Oh,
she's
come on.
Rolling min. She's just rolling min.
Yeah, after the natural 20, it all went min.
Okay.
So there's that. So one action, get into the stands. Second action, flurry of blows.
You have two more actions.
I've got two more actions. I'm definitely going to use one to move. But for that third action, we haven't done any knowledge about this, right?
We tried.
We tried a few times.
We did.
Yeah. I think we learned it's just
the smartest man in the room just failed.
Yeah. Just.
I mean, I have occultism. I could try.
I feel like we rolled on it before when we first encountered the creature. And it was...
I'm just wondering if it's useful to do a knowledge check.
Yeah, maybe. I can't remember who did it or if we... Go ahead.
Yeah.
I mean...
I want to try to do a knowledge check.
You could nat 20 it.
On it. Does occultism work? I want to know weaknesses.
Occultism could work.
Okay.
Sounds like something that could work.
Ooh. So that's 29.
No. Ooh. He just rolled a 31.
Yeah.
31.
Oh, well. Seemed like a big number.
Yeah.
All right, so she's going to use her last action then to take a few steps back so he can't hopefully do any more bursty things.
Okay. I like that.
All of us.
Yeah, that little free actione there is nice. And just like that, we come back around to Buggles. Buggles, will be your turn right after this quick break.
The Monopoly game at McDonald's is back. Play today with the Chicken Big Mac. So you can win big while tucking into the three layers of soft bun with delicious gherkins, the iconic Big Mac sauce, and crispy tender chicken patties. Go on, it's your go. From 11 a.m. until the 21st of October, participating in restaurants, subject to availability, app may be required. 18 plus, UK, see mcdrules.co.uk.
Are you looking for a movie review show where the critic is at the top of his or her game, meticulously breaking down and explaining exactly why a film does or does not work? Well, good luck with the search, because we're having fun here on Adam Does Movies. Each and every week, I hit the big blockbusters, I cover the streamers, and I even toss in some movie news for fun. Check out the show on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on YouTube, and hopefully, we can do movies together. Hot.
Hi, I'm here to tell you about Good Morning Night Vale. Welcome to Night Vale's official recap show and unofficial best friend food podcast. Join me, Meg Bashwinner, and fellow tri-hosts Hal Lublin and Symphony Sanders as we dissect all of the cool, squishy, and slimy bits of every episode of Welcome to Night Vale. Come for the insightful and hilarious commentary and stay for all of the weird and wild behind-the-scenes stories. Good Morning Night Vale, with new episodes every other Thursday. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. Yes, even there.
Buggles!
Okay, so Buggles is like, he slams the back of his head against the wall as this, the force of his mistimed magic throws him backwards, and the shock of like seeing a nude, amniotic covered Barnes in front of him, he's and then almost like without his knowing it, the Kulu Khan emerges. Ooh, baby. And first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to do an Unleash Psyche with the, and I'm going to give it the cold trait. I mean, not Unleash Psyche. Do a Psyburst.
Psyburst, okay.
So please give me a Reflex save.
Reflex save. Here we go. Natural 20.
No damage.
Damn it.
All right, so, and then he snaps his fingers and attempts another ignition with fire. Okay, that's better. That is a 32 to hit.
32 is a hit.
Awesome. Okay. And that is at ranged. I am unleashed. 51 points of fire
damage. Ooh.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
And then, and I didn't sustain the
animated assault.
Animated assault, so that.
Oh, did I need to take damage from that on my turn?
You should have. Yeah.
Yes, to the tune of.
Oh, you get a reflex save.
Natural 20 on the reflex save.
Okay, nice. Amazing. No damage.
Fine. Wow. Okay, so that's your turn.
That's it.
Give me the flat check while I roll your persistence.
Natural 20.
Oh.
There we go.
There you go. You're going to take 18 points of damage.
Oh, man, that's rough. That.
Just doing my rolling on Foundry Virtual Tabletop. They make rolling easy.
They made rolling high.
But now you're no longer persistently damaged. And you're still sickened. I just made you sickened too. That's not correct. You're sickened one. Okay. All right. Gick Muck.
Okay. I'm all freaking slippery.
Want to pull some bonds?
No, I'm done doing that. Didn't work.
Bonds a tug?
But I think I just say, Barnes, is that you? Barnes, it's Gick. Is that you?
I think so.
Are you hurt?
I don't know.
You're wet. Oh.
I don't feel so good.
All right, stay there. Do you stay there? I can't do anything for you.
I hit myself with lasers.
What?
That does seem like the insane thing you'd say.
He's talking nonsense.
I hit myself with lasers.
Sick. Okay, all right. I'm okay. I have to stay quiet over here. Just don't draw attention over here.
Mm.
And she's going to stay invisible. And instead of hitting the creature, she's going to do lingering composition with Courageous Anthem. Let's see how long I can linger for normal.
Oh, there's Courageous Anthem going?
Yeah, there will
not
be.
Not yet.
So three rounds success. So this is going to be plus one for plus one status bonus to attacks, damage, and any saves against fear effects for everybody. That's my first action. Second action. You're not hurt, right, Barnes? Like you don't have HP loss.
I took a little bit from the what we just got hit with.
Yeah.
And then
the laser.
And then
burn.
Hitting myself with the lasers.
Laser beam. Is anybody else really hurt?
No.
All right, I'll just use my soothe then on Barnes since he's right there.
Hmm.
You regain 1d10 plus 4 hit points, and you gain a plus 2 status bonus to saves against mental effects for the duration for 1 minute.
You want to roll or should I?
I'll roll.
Nice.
A little soothe. I sing you a little lullaby. That's going to be 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 hit points.
And would that affect my stupefied? I don't know.
You gave that to yourself.
Yeah. I still want to play by the rules.
Yes.
It's not a rule, but...
You get it.
Can't
you're making
the
rule. Yeah. You're the arbitrator of this rule.
Can't sue the way stupid.
There, there. You know?
Maybe it is.
It's not quite stupefied. It's like, that's my...
I think when this grogginess. Situation right. ends, you probably won't.
There, stupid. There,
stupid.
Stupid guy.
So it's just so great to be amongst friends.
No, she, you feel like her small hand on your back, and she goes, "You're gonna be okay. I'm gonna stay over here." And then she does the courageous anthem, and that's her turn.
And that's her turn, brother Ramius.
I mean, I have absolutely no idea what to do.
I think I might just not do anything.
Wow. But bold choice.
Well, if I attempt to attack it, I'm not going to hit it. It's too difficult.
Certainly not with that attitude.
Yeah.
Right?
And then I'd become visible.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm about halfway down on HP. I don't know.
Oh. I thought you were full one thing ago.
I was, and then I got hurt.
Oh, great. Okay, then I'll heal you. I wanted to heal, but it seemed like everybody was up. Except me. I'm far down, but like I'm invisible. So like AoE damage, I'm probably going to be fine. Right?
Yeah, you'll live forever.
Live forever.
Hey.
You're halfway down. You're halfway down?
Almost.
Halfway down.
Living
on the ground.
Living on the ground.
6 feet underground. That's where I'll be if no one heals me.
Oh, man.
This should be on Skid's resume. It's like making a parody song. It's the Weird Al of RPGs.
All right. I will consume the one heal per day I have from the prayer beads.
No, wait. Don't do that.
No.
And I will heal you.
Beads. Oh, thanks.
The bead bursts.
Bees?
We got a lot of things.
It's prayer bees?
Bees?
You're God, a giant bee?
Every time you say it, you look at me like I've somehow betrayed you.
Just can't believe you haven't listened to any of the episodes.
I was in stasis.
All right.
That's an excuse.
Method.
How did we do over there?
Sorry. It's just, it's a lot of math.
Okay.
It's
oh no.
56 points of
heal. Oh, great.
Holy.
Wow.
Rap. Yeah. I feel great.
It's a rank 4 heal.
A Lawrence Taylor's worth of healing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're also addicted to cocaine.
I am now.
And also are
that's the rule.
Synonymous with the most vicious hit in football history.
Yes. Yeah. Was it Theismann?
Theismann. Yeah. Get him watch it.
And then, so that was two actions for Buggles. And then for my third action, I'll do Sacred Defense.
Oh!
Got
your God's hand comes down in front of you.
Yeah, I have to pray for it, though. So this is a roll. A die roll for Sacred Defense from my deity. Ooh, I got it. I got it. Actually.
I got it.
Oh, two off of a crit. And I get ten temporary hit points.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that'll be my turn.
Good for you. Round 6. Nice, juicy 6 rounder. It goes to engulf Barnes and Gick.
Oh, what?
Oh,
so I need a reflex save. You are invisible. It's just plowing through your spaces. So this is going to be a reflex save. If you succeed, you can move out of the way. If you don't, we're going to have a conversation. Barnes, you are prone.
No.
You got any bottle caps there, Barnes?
Do I have any bottle caps?
Do you guys have bottle caps?
Yes.
No. Sydney has one.
I got the one from Ogmanzorius, the recent one.
Yes. What's the bottle cap count at right now?
Zero.
Zero. Zero, Skid?
I have none.
You have none? Matthew, you have one. All right. Everyone gets one, so you can match Sydney.
Okay.
I'm going to...
I don't get another one. No.
I'm going to turn mine in immediately.
Okay. Was it a natural one?
No, it was a natural one.
Oh, no.
Here comes a natural two.
Tweener, natural 13 for a 29.
Okay. And you got
33.
Ooh.
Success. Fail. Oh. DC 30.
Ouch.
All right, so Gick,
14.
You are able to.
I really should have.
Slide to the side. You are grabbed. You are slowed one.
Okay.
And you are suffocating. And I believe you are going to take some damage. Yes. Here we go. You will take 11 points of force damage and 15 points of void damage. 26 points of damage. So it's just, it's on you. You're suffocating. Feel free to look up the rules for suffocating, but grabbed, slowed one. Your options, as you probably remember, is you can try and escape this. Very, very hard check. Or you can cut your way out if you have a sharp implement. Perhaps the mirror shard could be used, but Barnes is in bad trouble. He just came back to.
That would be crazy.
That would be insane.
Just brought him back to immediately permanently.
When you told me this recording day would happen, I was like, should I just bring some tequila and some cookies and just do color commentary? Maybe that's what I get to do.
I think I texted you as I was getting into my car after we left the last recording. I was like, Bond is back. Okay, so that is two actions to do that, and then it's going to attempt a tentacle strike on Gik. First, the DC 5 flat check.
Is it 10 because she's invisible? I feel like we did 10 last time.
I think it was 5. I can't remember. What?
I feel like we did DC 10 last time for flat checks because they're invisible.
11.
Or 11.
It's 11. I'm sorry. Did I say 5?
Yeah.
11. Okay. So not a gimme. Not a gimme. Not a gimme. 6.
Oh!
That's it.
There you go, kid. See? Staying in Vizzy. And courageously antheming.
Vizzy. Yeah.
Quietly.
It has life sense. I love that. But that's great. Okay. Barnes.
I'm trying to figure out by the rules if I can use my blasting beams. Because I don't need to be holding anything. So, but it's not an unarmed attack.
You're grabbed?
It does have a...
When you're grabbed, you can attack. Yeah.
An engulfed creature can attack the monster engulfing it, but only with unarmed attacks or with weapons of light bulk or less.
Oh, because you're engulfed. You're not just grabbed.
So yeah. You gotta do a flat check. Oh,
I would be off guard against your attack. Yeah. If the monster takes piercing or slashing damage, neither of which the blast, would do, equal to or exceeding the listed rupture value. However,
the glass.
Yeah, I wonder, you're not trying to rupture it. You're just trying to hurt it from within.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I would like to get out, but I think it's highly doubtful. Mm-hmm. And if I were to try to attack it with the mirror, it would stop being an implement, become an improvised weapon.
I mean, to me, this sentence seems pretty clear. An engulfed creature can attack the monster engulfing it, but only with unarmed attacks or with weapons of light bulk or less. Yeah. I think it would say or spells as well. So I don't think
it's not really a spell. It's its own ability.
Like, yeah. Is it a weapon of light bulk or less?
My hand.
Unarmed attack.
It's unarmed. Yeah, I'm not armed. I'm just blasting something out of my hand. It feels like a unique situation.
It does feel. It feels very unique. So it seems like it's going to need a ruling. Yeah. What is your thing called?
Blasting beams.
Blasting beams.
You're enacting your deviance again.
Again.
Yeah, I like that. I just want to read an attack trait. Yeah,
it does have an attack trait.
Magical. You fire a blast of beam from one hand. Make an attack roll. I'm going to allow it.
Okay, great.
Because you know why? It's fun.
It is fun.
Only got a couple eps of this left. Let's have some fun.
Okay, so this is going to be against your off guard, DC.
Are you grabbed, though?
Oh. Yes, I am grabbed.
Because then you have to also make a DC 5 flat check.
Oh,
if you're grabbed.
Even with the engulfed?
That's just to do something that has the manipulate trait.
Yes. Oh, this doesn't
this
have
is
that.
Not,
okay.
It's the attack trait, but I miss. Okay. That's first action, and I'll roll the backlash. So yes. DC 10 now, right?
DC 10. We getting two backlashes?
Fail.
Oh my God.
You go to from a mild backlash to a
medium.
Red hot backlash?
You're gonna moderate.
Second on fire?
Energy racks your body.
God.
After taking the damage. Oh, so I take the damage. So I'm going to take 10 damage.
Yep.
And then I gain weakness to the energy type until my next daily preparations. Because then I become weakness. Ew. I have a weakness to fire.
Oh, no.
A weakness is equal to 1/3 your level. So weakness 3 to fire.
Okay.
And I lose immunity to energy. But
it's
actually
not that bad.
Yeah.
Mine is like frightened 4.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If you're fighting a dragon, real bad.
Fire-breathing dragon, that would be very bad right now. But even then, it's only an extra
it's
3
it's
points.
It's extra 3. Yeah. Like...
Okay. All right. I'm going to do what I should have done in the first place.
Okay. Suffocating, I think every action you take is ticking away your...
Have you looked it up at
John.
All?
Yeah, it's not going to matter.
Okay.
I will glint the mirror, and another Barnes will appear outside the creature.
Yes!
I remember you could do that.
Right next to Gik?
Well, wait. So do you have to roll a flat check? Because that would have the
manipulate trait. So it's DC
Thank you, Skid.
Five. Natural 18. There it is.
Okay.
Okay, so another Barnes appears outside the creature. That Barnes will move, and the one inside the creature will disappear.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Awesome. That's awesome. Couldn't have picked that guy to engulf. That's very cool.
That's very cool.
Okay.
Standing next to me. So
all of a sudden, you saw Barnes just get swallowed, like gooey naked Barnes get swallowed up, and all of a sudden, another gooey naked Barnes appears outside, but just
starts
like,
running away.
It's running towards you.
That's great.
All right, Zephyr.
All right.
Not so very far away from the creature.
She's very far away, but I can move very fast.
Yeah. Oh,
she's sprightly.
I have 40 feet of movement, so.
Bloody do.
No fucking problem. She runs up to Egg.
Egg.
Oh, remember Egg?
Oh, Egg. I love eggs. She runs up to the egg.
I love eggs.
That worked on so many levels. My brain like short-circuited for a second.
Great. We're going to do flurry of blows. Kay. First, a flat, or not flat, a faint check.
Against my perception.
Five. So that's going to be a 23.
Regular success. No, excuse me, fail.
Okay, I was going to say, that's awesome. Forgot to add 10. You're not off guard.
Forgot to add 10 to my perception. Forgot to add 10.
Happens to the best of us.
You're not off guard. That was very low. So 25 for the first one. 32 for the second hit.
32 hits.
All right, fortitude save, please.
Fortitude save. All right. I'll stop looking at my texts and give you that save. That is going to be a 37.
Okay, you're fine. Just in case you like natty won it. So that's going to be 13 points of regular damage.
Okay.
One more point of fire damage.
Okay, so 14 total.
Yeah. Okay. And I think... rather than move away because she just saw it engulf and she doesn't want to leave people out there. I don't know. She feels like she's the strongest right now, especially since Barnes is nude, running around nude. Well, what are you going to say, Jeff?
I was going to just throw it out. With that idea in mind, why wouldn't you move away? Like to draw it to
lure
you.
It? Because...
because Gik's invisible.
All right. So I'll take a couple steps away, but I won't move like my full movement to the other side of the room type of thing.
Cool. It might try to engulf you.
I was going to try to... hit it one more time, but...
you could do that, too. That is, but if you were thinking you wanted to move away, I think it's that works, too.
If you had succeeded on the feint, you get a better chance.
Yeah.
But that's going to be a pretty high... you need nat 20, probably.
I'll take a couple steps back.
Okay.
Lure it over, maybe, if it tries to do that again.
Just make sure that you're not close enough to Barnes and Buggles that you can all get engulfed. But you're
not,
right?
Well, what was the range last
time? Take two more steps over.
It's size, so it's 10 feet, right? So... you're fine.
Unless you want to get close to naked Barnes.
I might add stupefied one to my character sheet because I can see your schlong. She's like, duh.
It stupefies you?
Because I can see your schlong.
Why does it stupefy you? Why is he all girth?
Because it is all girth.
Because of all the STDs.
And he has not been manscaping.
You look at it and you're just like, huh?
It's all girth and syphilis down there. I don't understand.
Pastor Belly and Sisyphus?
That's the worst guy, Venusian syphilis.
What is that turmeric chode? All right.
Oh, no.
I'm dizzy again. Buggle.
All right. This is my last chance as with the Kula Khan unleashed for a little bit. So I'm going to do the same thing again. I'm going to do a Psy Burst. Please give me a reflex save.
Psy Burst, reflex save. Last time it was a nat 20. This time it is a total of 36.
Okay, that is a regular success.
Okay.
So.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh. Da 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 da. Eat a lot of.
Da 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 da.
Beef and cheese in.
Okay, so that's 7 points of cold damage.
7 points of cold. Very good.
Okay. And then I'm going to do another final ignition.
Come on.
I'm going to spend my bottle cap.
Oh, my goodness.
Go right back
cap in. Cap cap. I should have just given you caps. I have caps.
Yeah, I need a cap.
The flavor cap.
So do you have a cap?
I have
one. Oh! That's 40. That's a 40 to hit.
That
is a hit.
Yeah. Okay.
Inches away. From, that's your kick.
Okay. We're in the middle of the table.
But I'm the shortest.
You did factor in the bonus?
Yes.
Okay.
For the courageous.
Yeah.
I was hoping that plus one would make it a
plus one.
Yeah. That was just so close.
Does second take one away?
Chicken poon.
Oh,
look at us.
Yes. Okay, it does. Okay. So it's 39. Is that still a hit?
29. Wait, what is it?
40.
40. Yeah, 40's still a hit.
Okay. 39.
39, yes.
Okay. 57 points of fire.
Dead.
Yeah! Yes!
Worth it.
Oh. You know, his little hesitation.
Well,
I was like, we got it.
Worth it.
Awesome.
Shnikes.
Buggles and Zephyr. It's the Buggles and Zephyr show. So awesome.
As this egg just sort of like discorporates and doesn't discorporate, I have that word on my mind. It just kind of like turns into the jelly and melds with all of that amniotic fluid that was laying on the ground. There's no trace of it anymore. But there is a naked man in the room.
Barnes.
Tell us something only Barnes would know.
She has a gun.
Fast.
I thought Val was kind of nice.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. He seemed like a nice guy.
He was nice.
Who's Val?
I don't know.
It's just a little weird.
Buggles. I'll come out of invisible. I hold Buggles' head. Are you okay? You need healing?
Okay, you had such a genuine reaction to that.
Yeah.
You're like, really?
He's nice.
You think so?
Naked Barts. Really?
Yeah. I did sleep with him. What?
I did know that.
Just cuddled.
That's not right. I forgot about that.
Bonds.
Where are we?
Are you
where
right?
am I? Where's Dr. Riddleston?
Bonds, calm down. We'll try to explain, but for the moment, and he's like,
where am I?
He's looking over your body for injuries.
I am injured.
He's like, you're hurt.
I was engulfed by a massive egg slime thing.
Just wait a moment. Let me
hear. Wait a minute. This has never gone well.
No, he's good at it now.
Oh.
You've missed so much.
I'm much better now.
He smiles evilly and then goes to work on your body.
While he's doing that, Zephyr goes, look at this. And she like immediately like shows you like a flaming dagger that she has in this like quick release thing. Oh. See?
It's
we've got cool stuff.
Wait, how long has it been since?
Where are your clothes?
Where are my clothes?
Yeah, why are you... you were in that tube.
I thought we absorbed you.
You absorbed me?
I thought we ate you.
That was just one night.
Bonds? Bonds, is that you? Hubert kind of stumbles into the room.
Oh, he's here?
Oh, he's still Bonds. Here, baby.
It's been all this time you haven't ditched him?
Don't move. There is a very small yet wide mushroom growing from your crotch. Let me just pluck it.
Those are my genitals, Hubert.
Oh. I expected more.
It's not the size, it's the girth.
All right.
Hubert, it's...
Sure.
Hubert.
That's how you use it,
Hubert. Never heard anyone say that.
It's Barnes. He's back.
Yes.
I thought you would be more excited.
Sorry, I'm just still feeling the ill effects of that black frost, you called it. Yes.
Oh, right. Hubert's a little sick. Barnes, are you sick? How did you get... Where did you...
I don't know.
What was the last thing you remember?
I was with you in the basement of Dr. Riddleston's compound, and then I just woke up on the floor there.
You got exploded.
I got exploded?
Well, we saw you, and in a flash of light, well, clearly, he did not explode. He's right here.
And Aguinzorius made it seem like we ate you, like two twins in the womb.
We immediately got one super strong.
The other.
Why would you have eaten me?
Like, I don't know.
We didn't choose to.
He implied that there was some magic that allowed us to consume your life energy. And we felt quite bad about it for 3 minutes, maybe.
Yeah. You look stronger.
I feel stronger.
And then we started kicking all ass. And we were like, this is way better.
And also, we killed Aguinzorius, so we don't have to worry about that anymore either.
Who's Aguinzorius?
You killed Dr. Riddleston.
Don't even.
You killed Dr. Riddleston.
Oh, yeah.
I told you, motherfuckers.
Oh, here's that.
You were right.
You were right.
You were right about Riddleston.
He was so
all the way bad.
He so was the villain. Evil.
You guys were all in on him, and I told you.
Yes, you told us, Barnes. You were very wise, and it's good to have you back.
I'm so glad you're alive.
Joanne, do you have any of my things?
Oh, we no.
Well, they vanished with them, right?
Yeah. Didn't they? It's not like your clothes drop like a rapture moment. Everything.
They must be here somewhere.
Sure, I have a post-it note so you can cover it up.
Maybe it's in the tube.
Look
maybe
in
it's...
the tube.
Go look in the tube.
All right.
Go look in the tube.
Go look in the tube. He heals you for 42 that's treat wounds.
Okay, that's quite a bit, and that should help me quite a bit.
I see anything in the tube.
Can I look around, see if my stuff
sure,
is anywhere?
Sure.
I'm covering myself. I do a perception check.
The tube's so dark.
Natty 18 for a 35.
So what are you missing, right? I kind of like the idea that your mirror is gone, but you have a new shard of glass that you can use as a mirror. I like that. It's much more fun thematically.
Clothes, armor, weapons.
What are you missing?
I need my esoterica, which is a bit like things I've collected in my travels and my studies that I found.
We'll say within that room, like sort of encased in the goo, is your armor, your weapons, and your esoterica, but no clothes.
No clothes.
You have to wear the armor over your nude. Wow. Even
have a.
They might have some other clothes.
A loincloth or something I might wear under my armor.
It's just kind of like it was all. It seems like all of these things were suspended within this strange otherworldly jelly and have kind of like
I had a potion. I had a scroll.
That's gone.
All right. Scroll.
I bring out like an empty potion bottle. And like dissolved paper. And she's like, I think the potion bottle broke in the tube. This seems sticky.
I was saving that.
But there's this. And she gives you your armor and your kukri's there.
Oh, great. Okay, great. I feel stronger somehow. And
seems there's a few prescription drugs in here, ointments. You need these?
We'll talk about that later.
Small code. When we leveled up,
you're more of a finesse player. I don't
think
it's gonna
happen. Hedgehog? There's a small comb in here.
That's writ. I could use this on me, dude.
A deeper connection to my items, as if somehow my knowledge has deepened, even in this form I've been taking for the past months. How long has it been in game time, exactly?
3 or 4 months, perhaps.
We climbed all the way here to the crown of the world. It took so long.
We're at the crown of the world right now.
At the crown of the world.
We're in a place called the Nameless Spires. You remember the last Selman car? We believe he's here. Below us, perhaps somewhere.
Oh my god.
We're trying to make our way down.
And Barnes.
What of the Black Frost Whale?
We did extinction.
What?
We did it so big and so bad, and we killed all the elves.
Sorry, what?
Yeah.
He just woke up.
You killed the elves.
You did it too.
Well, we had these visions of when we were all here before.
And we killed the elves?
We captured Salmon Carr. We killed the elves.
We were the bad guys.
We were bad.
We were helping Asoyo, we think.
Yes, we were manipulated somehow, whether through Riddleson or through Soyo's powers. Once we walked through the gate, we became pawns to their plan.
It was all made up. All the Riddleson stuff.
We killed the followers of Findaludlara and captured the last Salmon Carr, Einamoran, and brought him here to be sacrificed in order for Soyo to be released. But for some reason, we teleported away. Before the ritual was complete.
Do you remember, Barnes? We all remembered.
It's starting to slowly come back to me. Every gatewalker across all of Galarian, they were all here?
A lot of us.
That's a good question, actually.
That is.
There was a lot of dead bodies. A lot of dead bodies by the gate.
But there were elves among us.
No. No, the elves were here on the crown of the world. The elves were worshipping here and had their place. When we came suddenly through their gate at the crown of the world, they welcomed us with open arms.
And then we murdered them.
And we slayed them.
We are the bad guys.
Without thinking.
We seem to be the chosen ones of Asoyo, kind of.
This is what What's-His-Face was saying. Sakwachi. This is what Sakwachi was saying.
This is what? What's his face?
We all knew who you're talking about.
We knew that there was something about us. We were twisted.
And we met...
I still think he was a little bit rude about it, though.
He was.
We met his grandma.
Really?
Yeah.
What's she like?
Nice. And she's...
She's a little weird. But it wasn't a dream. The whole thing was pretty strange.
But it made sense about Sakawachi, why he treated us like that. He was right.
We don't know where he is, do we?
But we have been trying the entire time I've known you, and it seems like you've continued now to make things right as best we can.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. We freed one of the possessed elves, who was also possessed as we were, but turned into a monstrosity.
Because it's what we knew about Asoyo, is that we became, if you inhaled the vapors, you became enthralled to him.
Yes, but somehow it's not working on us anymore. Oh, and do you remember the Queen of Skywatch? The Queen of Skywatch who led her people here on a great mission.
No.
She was turned as well. We somehow have managed to fend it off.
Queen Equandia, we also killed her.
Yeah, if you would probably, this is coming back, back to you, remember, saying, like, yeah. Skywatch, that seemed like everyone abandoned it. What they're telling you is, like, she was under the influence as well. She was a gatewalker. She brought everybody.
And then killed her own people?
She basically brought them to their own death.
And they all became basically undead.
Black Frost zombies.
Are we at all concerned that if we are to confront the Black Frost Whale once more, we might become enthralled to him
again?
Absolutely.
Sort of a biggest...
Absolutely, but I feel heartened by the fact that we haven't yet.
It's almost as if when party members died, we should have replaced them with non-gatewalkers as an insurance policy, as a hedge.
No, that would be...
We already have a hedge.
You need a connection to this adventure.
Damn.
Why would anyone do this if not connected by being a gatewalker? There's literally no other reason.
Well, I was confused about that for at least book one.
Yeah, I would have left a long time ago, but I'm stuck. See what I'm saying?
Oh, and we also found out how it all ties into Kanipo.
How?
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Got you. After
that. That thousands of year old entity that we killed at level 2 in 8 minutes was completely made.
Oh, do tell.
I've just seen your face. We got you.
Yeah. After those nights of research in Riddleson's Manor, we found nothing related to that at all.
Curious.
It was a big part of my story, but...
Oh, that's true.
And yet he's still here. Yes.
Not to belittle Hubert's part in all this, but...
Around longer than any NPC.
Yes, it really is shocking.
Yes. Still kicking.
Don't cough on me.
It's cold.
Could I, with Barnes saying that he's feeling deeper attached to the implements and, you know, intimating that he's empowered and feels stronger. We all got stronger. We thought it was because we consumed Barnes. Can I do some sort of knowledge check? Maybe on the ooze or the creature, or to see if there's some power there to explain sort of what happened.
Yeah, whether you succeed or failed at this point, now you're just like really starting to piece together what is going on here.
I got a 35 Arcana.
That'll play. Okay. Anybody else want to get involved?
I failed Arcana. I got a 20.
A 21 Esoteric Lore.
Natural 20 Occultism.
31.
Oh, what would the total be? Just say that.
It would be 34.
Okay.
31 Esoteric Lore for me.
That's going to be a critical success and a regular success because your 20 was a success, so that'll be critical. All right, so between Zephyr and Buggles, you start piecing together this creature, whether you would know this or not, it's a creature known as a Proto-Soul.
Proto-soul.
And it is a variation of a monster known as an incant.
Oh.
Okay.
I know that.
May have come across that in your Dungeons and or Dragons days. The basic vibe that you get as you're trying to figure out how was Barnes tied up into whatever this is. These creatures are sort of the result of hapless necromancy, sort of like necromancy by either wizards or magic users or just in this case forces trying to create something out of nothing. So it seems like Barnes was being used perhaps by Ogmund Zurius and thereby therefore by Asoyo as well to create a new kind of being, and where Barnes isn't quite dead, it's just all some sort of strange experiment. Not necessarily gone wrong, but thinking to how easily you handled those Black Frost zombies, perhaps Osoyo, who we already know is racked with a little bit of doubt, was trying to experiment with creating a more dangerous entity to unleash its power throughout the world. Can you imagine an army of these things? And was using Barnes, Barnes's soul to extract energy from to create this.
Well,
it's mine.
So in a way, you just killed Barnes. And it's funny that as you realize this, you look at Barnes. Barnes is starting to fade out of existence. I'm just kidding.
Oh God. God! I don't know how to help that.
Bye, Matthew.
Bye,
Matthew. You come in for one app.
No need to come for the finale.
Can I just have cookies and tequila?
Are there cookies and tequila?
Yeah, I'm just saying it.
Did you bring some?
Enough for
cookie margaritas?
I was told
then
no.
Stop talking
Who told
about
you
it.
No?
If you didn't bring enough for the class,
who told you no?
I can get some between now and the finale.
I kill Barnes.
This is straight tequila.
Available now in your glass cannon tumbler.
How does it make you feel that we've been thriving with you gone?
I'm so happy for all.
Zephyr or Kate says.
Yeah,
Zephyr and Buggles just figured out something that like...
I figured it out too. I roll a 31.
We figured it out better.
Yeah. You figured it out better.
We've been reading a lot.
In this perception check that we've been doing in the room, do we notice anything that relates to the overlook, the shaft? Like, do we notice any levers?
What's the freaking power word?
Yeah.
There's a shaft?
The power word. No.
Nothing in there?
There's like some big room that seems to be an elevator.
This is currently a complete dead end.
So we then let's go back.
Could I look at the elevator shaft?
Yes, we'll take you down
there. Oh, yeah.
Could I examine the shaft in great detail?
Nice.
Like Zephyr's.
That's what we've been missing.
Hey, I got Francis. First chuckle we've heard.
All right, so, we're going this way. Yes. Oh, don't forget there's a room of elder things in there studying books.
Did we not study that?
We talked to them.
You talked to them, but they were kind of being weird.
Oh, they're still
we
alive.
We asked them about the secret word and everything, and they said there's no evidence.
Denofri Mingus Thurp and Shimmy Shimmy Poof Money.
Shimmy Shimmy Poof Money.
And Denofri Mingus Thurp, we've asked them multiple times.
You've missed so much.
We've talked to them a lot. They gave us wands.
All
they were very nice.
All
no, one, it was nice.
If they're in this library. They've been here for... a long time, they're people.
Gick, you can go uninvisible by, I think, right-clicking on your invisibility in the upper right corner. There you go.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm back.
So we can see you now.
Oh, hello. I was wishful thinking.
Wait, is this where we are right now, this previously spiderwebbed area? Is that the entrance?
That's the shaft. Yeah, I think you burned away the webbing that looked
and
dangerous.
If we go in, remind me, it's just like a open space that feels like it should be able to lower.
Like look down into a giant space, but it looks like the area that it looks like it can go up and down. Yeah.
Maybe we walk out there with Barnes.
Could I examine it?
Yes.
Let's go out there. We'll go out there. We got to try something.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll. Can I roll knowledge on it and see if I...
Yeah.
All right. I'll do an esoteric lore, take the penalty from diverse lore. And I don't think I know anything. 22. So it looks like it's a platform. Like it looks like that. This platform would go up and down that we're standing on.
Yeah.
And when you've been told it requires a word.
No, we just don't see
a command.
Any physical stuff. So we think it's a magic.
I think we rolled a recall knowledge, and we learned that it probably has some sort of command.
Oh wait.
Word. What?
It's probably in another language, right? We think it's probably not in common. What languages do you know, Barnes?
What languages do I know?
Like, we were trying to say, like, down or, like, go or, you know, stuff like that.
I speak common. And,
take me to the finale.
The sauce. Maybe it's
final boss. Final boss now.
I speak common and hold on. I have to find it on my character sheet.
Oh, man. He's
an
good.
Elven and goblin. And also, well, I don't know how this would come up in conversation, but I also now speak Aklo.
I think you should try every language you know, saying words.
Aklo is the language of.
I try saying.
Ogmanzorius, right?
And.
Energize, activate, go down in Aklo.
So you just. You're examining this space up here, trying to connect. connect missing pieces that they have maybe missed. You're speaking your new language and other languages that you know to try and get this thing to move. And nothing is happening. From behind, all of you hear footsteps coming from the entranceway.
Where we walked through just a minute ago?
No, where you walked into the temple.
Yeah.
That wasn't a minute ago. It was like 8 episodes ago.
Oh, I'm talking about the entrance to the elevator.
No. Walking like from behind you.
Oh, way behind.
Where you first came into this building.
Gotcha.
And a voice pipes up and says, maybe I can help.
It's got to be the sock.
Sakawachi.
It's Sakawachi.
Yeah! It's
almost on sight.
What? It's on sight.
She's I don't know, man. You left
ass.
Us and it wasn't cool.
Is that what you say to him?
She goes, oh, this fucking guy.
Zephyr.
What?
Zephyr, please. He had every reason to be suspicious of us, as is obvious to us now.
Why didn't you tell him about, how you met his grandmother?
You made it. You made it.
And Ramius is going to kind of excitedly walk up to him.
Kiss him on the mouth.
No. No.
Zephyr's like, what?
What do you do?
He excitedly walks up to him. Quick perception to see if it seems like him. You know what I mean? At first glance. Just a little bit of hesitation there, of course. 38 perception.
38. It seems like him. He's maybe a little gaunter than last you saw him, but still just as handsome and debonair. And
where are your companions?
My journey is my own now. My companions will eventually make their way back home. Our paths needed to diverge. This is my quest now, or rather, our quest. He kind of steps forward into the room. I have spent time, obviously, away from you, making this journey with the Reclaimers and my close friends, family, what's left of them. And I have consulted the stars, consulted my dreams and the dreams of those around me. The Jotun-blooded Samankar built this temple and wisely secured this elevator with the aid of a goddess, their goddess. It was one of the last actions she took before she was sacrificed to seal Asoyo away. The Sovereign elves, they did the best they could when they were confronted with this Black Frost whale long, long time ago. They had hoped to take it away from this place, away from this planet, but their magic began to falter, and so they settled on bringing it here to Galarian's North Pole to protect not only their society, but all societies. But Earthfall changed things. It changed not only different parts of this world, but it changed Asoyo's tomb. Were it not for the Samankar, the devastation of this planet would have began millennia ago. But the Samankar, they did not possess the magics of these Severian elves, but they did have a strong connection to their goddess, Akakaru. And so they sacrificed her with her help in order to seal Asoyo away. They built these spires, this temple over his tomb to keep him locked away. But Asoyo's powers, they are beyond any of our comprehension. And as been revealed to me, it was a simple mishap by a bunch of pathfinders, excavators, who dug too deep and let loose a puff of Asoya's breath into the world. That puff was sentient. It traveled and it dissipated, but all it took was one single mote, one little fleck, to find, ironically, one of the elves' original creations, the Ayudara. The nascent power of that Ayudara was all that little fleck of Asoyo's power, all that it needed to bring him back. That is when the missing moment happened. That is when you and I and so many others got pulled into this scheme by this whale. My grandmother used to tell me a story when I was a child, a story about the goddess Akakaru gave her life to protect her people, and the Salmon Carr, who were the protectors against this great evil, now eventually they became almost extinct except for one. She would say that she was friends with this last Salmon Carr, but I was a child. I thought it was just a story that your grandmother would tell you. There was a phrase in that story she would say over and over again, a prayer of the Salmon Carr to Akakaru. And he bows his head and starts praying in his own language, Irutaki. And as he does, the elevator lights up. What lies beyond here is the beginning and the end. Buggles, I was there with you all when you talked to my grandmother. When you reached out to her spirit, or her spirit reached out to you, I felt as if I was flying like a bird, and I listened and I understood. Buggles, I can't force you to do this. No one can. I wouldn't ask this of anyone but myself. But I believe, just as the Salmon Carr did with Akakaru, you will need to sacrifice the god within you to lock Asoyu away forever. Now, how that manifests, I don't know. But will you be willing to do what must be done if it comes to that?
And you can see him, like, having this internal struggle. Yeah, it's just like, when this idea is mentioned, it's just like he's like hit with a bolt of electricity. It's like, and he's like fighting against it, and squeezes his little fist together, and he says, like, "Yes, I am willing. I will do it. Me. Yes. Even if it costs me my life, I will do this thing."
I wish that it was in me. But I have been called to this. And though I'm not very helpful when you're in a pinch, part of me believes I will play a part in this as well.
Well, you've already activated the elevator. We couldn't figure it out.
So I can go.
I mean, if you value your life, yes.
No, I'm gonna stay.
Isn't the sacrifice of a god the entire purpose of your quest?
Yeah, no, I was just trying to make light of a horrible, horrible,
yes,
dangerous situation.
I remain faithful, Buggles, that if your choice is to separate from the Ka'ula Khan, that we can make it happen and save you. We will find a way, right? We will find a way.
Yes.
Zephyr looks away. She's like, sure.
I'll do anything I can, Buckles.
I have been wrestling this before I met any of you. I believe I can do this. I believe I have leverage. All of you have been so good to me. You are the only friends I have in the world. Do this. I will do this for all of you. For us. For everything that we've been through together, I will do this.
Hubert waddles over to you, Buckles, and he's smaller than you. He just sort of puts a hand on your shoulder. I've always assumed, because of my size, I could never be a hero. But you've taught me otherwise.
Look at me. Judge me by my size, do you? No. And well, you should not. My ally is the Ka'ula Khan.
He grabs him by the arm.
Oh, so strong.
A powerful ally it is.
Powerful ally it is.
So, you fully rested and have your full complement of spells?
No. Wait, what?
Good. Let's go.
This prayer will only hold for so long.
I'm so tired.
We have one shot at this.
Wait.
So sleepy. Wait, hold on.
I have no need.
You don't need to rest?
Oh.
I need to be healed. I'm down. And then it would be cool to rest to get some of my spells back, but it's not dire. I didn't use any... actually, didn't use any of my big spells because I was invisible the whole time.
Yeah, what did you use?
Lower level stuff and my innate spells.
I'm only down like 7 hit.
Like invisibility is one of my innate spells.
Well, presumably you did healing before we even left the other room, right?
Yeah, you're healed up. You're fine.
Okay.
I'll treat wounds.
So you are ready.
We are ready.
Well, let's go then.
Say the words.
All right. Let's step on the elevator. And you all pile into this little space.
We are coming to face the soil.
The darkness lying before you. This huge platform. And once again, he bows his head and speaks ancient words. And the elevator descends. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Yep.
I saw that coming.
You know,
I saw that ending.
The elevator descends.
Well, an elevator.
Who will ride it back up?
Who will ride it back up?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Place your bets now.
Wait. Sakawachi parlay. What was the words? Sakawachi parlay. In case you die. No.
He's going with you. Oh.
It's time to make your membership official. Start your 30-day free trial today and become an official member of The Niche at jointhenaish.com with the promo code GCN30. That's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 to gain access to exclusive podcasts, ad-free episodes, and content you can't find anywhere else. Once again, it's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 at signup to get your first 30 days for free. Tell your friends, come join yourself and see what everybody's talking about when you join the Niche today.
Are you looking for a movie review show where the critic is at the top of his or her game, meticulously breaking down and explaining exactly why a film does or does not work? Well, good luck with the search. Because we're having fun here on Adam Does Movies. I talked to you like we just got done seeing a movie together, giving you the pros and cons, and I'm digging in the trenches, in the mud and muck, on streaming services, telling you which films are worth your time. Each and every week, I hit the big blockbusters, I cover the streamers, and I even toss in some movie news for fun. Because this show is Adam Does Movies. I'm obviously Adam, I probably should have led with that. But perhaps I have led you to check out the show on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on YouTube. And hopefully, we can do movies together. Hot.
Hi, I'm here to tell you about Good Morning Night Vale. Welcome to Night Vale's official recap show and unofficial best friend food podcast. Join me, Meg Bashwinner, and fellow tri-hosts Hal Lublin and Symphony Sanders as we dissect all of the cool, squishy, and slimy bits of every episode of Welcome to Night Vale. Come for the insightful and hilarious commentary, and stay for all of the weird and wild behind-the-scenes stories. Good Morning Night Vale, with new episodes every other Thursday. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. Yes, even there.